Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for the study of God's Word on tonight. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture sung and a prayer, and then we're going to go right into the reading of the Word of God. Tonight, our scripture will be coming from Psalms 19. Amen. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 19. The heaven declares the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night sheweth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them have he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chambers, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heavens, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. I have just read you the first 10 verses of Psalms 19 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're just going to have a song.
I need to change me.
Come on, say it like you mean it. Shame. Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to. From the inside out, Lord. Oh, okay, I need you to hold.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come tonight, God, just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, I just come asking you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, to just open up our minds and our hearts on tonight. Open up our understanding, God, the way we see things. God, let us see like you see, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to just cover their families, their homes, and their vehicles. But, God, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, and just minister to us on tonight. Teach us, Holy Spirit. We need you tonight, and we can't make it without you. Open this word up that we may understand it and get a good understanding. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to move me from myself, this flesh, that the Holy Ghost may take over this vessel. Don't let me speak nothing, God, that you wouldn't have me to speak. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray for men, women, boys, and girls all over this country, everywhere, all over the world. Cover them and protect them today and bless them, God. Lord, I ask you to give us the wisdom and the understanding it takes to do your word, God. Bless the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We pray. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 So now we're going to start off with the reading of the Word of God.
1 Samuel 4. Now it happened when Saul had returned from following the Philistines that it was told him, saying, "Take note, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi." Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men from Israel and went to David and his men on the rocks of the Wild of Goats. So he came to the sheepfold by the road where there was a cave, and Saul went in to attend to his needs. David and his men were staying in the recesses of the cave. Then the men of David said to him, "This is the day of which the Lord said to you, 'Behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, that you may do to him as it seems good to you.' And David arose and secretly cut off a corner of Saul's robe. Now it happened afterwards that David's heart troubled him because he had cut Saul's robe. And he said to his men, 'The Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord.' So David restrained his servants in these words, with these words, and did not allow him to rise against Saul. And Saul got up from the cave and went on his way. And David also arose afterward, went out of the cave, and called out to Saul, saying, 'My lord, the king.' And Saul looked behind him. David stooped his face to the earth and bowed down and said to Saul, 'Why do you listen to the words of men who say, indeed David seeks your harm? Look, this day your eyes have seen that the Lord have delivered you today into my hand in the cave, and someone urged me to kill you, but my eyes spared. And I said, I will not stretch out my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. Moreover, my father, see the corner of your robe in my hand, for in that I cut off the corner of your robe and did not kill you. Know and see that there is neither evil nor rebellion in my hand, and I have not sinned against you. Yet you hunt my life to take it. The Lord judge you and me, and let the Lord avenge me on you. But my hand shall not be against you. As the proverb of the ancients say, wickedness proceeds from the wicked, but my hand shall not be against you. After whom has the king of Israel come out? Whom do you pursue? A dead dog? A flea? Therefore, let the Lord be judge, and judge between you and me, and see and plead my case, and deliver me out of your hand." So it was, when David had finished speaking these words to Saul, that Saul said, "Is this your voice, my son David?" And Saul lifted up his voice and wept. Then he said to David, "You are more righteous than I, for you have rewarded me with good, whereas I have rewarded you with evil. And you have shown this day how you have dealt with me. For when the Lord delivered me into your hand, you did not kill me. For if a man finds his enemy, will he let him get away safely? Therefore, may the Lord reward you with good for what you have done to me this day. And now I know indeed that you shall surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in your hand. Therefore, swear now to me by the Lord that you will not cut off my descendants after me, and that you will not destroy my name from my father's house." So David swore to Saul, and Saul went home. But David and his men went up to the stronghold. The word of the Lord. Amen.
Chapter 25. and Samuel died.
It did.
And all the... Okay. And all the Israelites were gathered together and lamented him and buried him in the in his house at Ramah. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran, or Paran. And there was a man in Maon whose possessions were in Carmel. And the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats.
Okay.
And he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doing, and he was of the house of Caleb. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear his sheep. And David sent out 10 young men, and David said unto the young men, get you up to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet him in my name. And thus shall ye say to him that liveth in prosperity, peace be both to thee, and peace be to thine house, and peace be unto all that thou hast. And now I have heard that thou hast sheared. Now thy shepherds, which were with us, we hurt them not, neither was there aught missing unto them, all the while they were in Carmel. Ask thy young man, and they will show thee. Wherefore, let the young men find favor in thy eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh to thine hand unto thy servant and to thy son David. And when David's young men came, they spake to Nabal according to all those words in the name of David and speak. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David, and who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from the master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for the shearers and give it unto men whom I know not whence they be? So David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told him all those things. And David said unto his men, gird ye on every man his sword. And they girded on every man his sword. And David also girded on his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men and 200 abide by the staff. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them. But the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt, neither missed we anything. As long as we were conversant with them when we were in the field, they were a wall unto us both by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore know and consider what thou wilt do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household, for he is such a son of Belial, that a man cannot speak to him. Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and two bottles of wine and 5 sheep ready dressed and 5 measures of parched corn and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs and laid them on asses. And she said unto her servant, go on before me. Behold, I come after you. But she told not her husband Nabal, and he was so, and it was so. And as she rode on the ass, that she came down from the covert of the hill, and behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. Now David had said, surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow had in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him. And he had requited me evil for good. So and more also do God unto the enemies of David. If I leave of all that pertain to him by the morning light, any that pisseth against the wall. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lightened off the ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground and fell at his feet and said, upon me, my Lord, upon me, let this iniquity be, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thy audience, and hear the words of thy handmaid. Let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men of my Lord, whom thou didst send. Now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord hath withholden thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, now let thine enemies and they that seek evil to my Lord be as Nabal. And now this blessing which thy handmaid hath brought unto my Lord, let it even be given unto the young men that follow my Lord. I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thy handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house. Wait, let me read that again. I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thy handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord, and evil hath not been found in thee all thy days. Yet a man is risen to pursue thee and to seek thy soul, but the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life which with the Lord of thy God, and the souls of thine enemies, them shall he fling out, and as out of the middle of a sling. And it shall come to pass, when the Lord shall have done to my Lord according to all the good that he hath spoken concerning thee, and shall have appointed thee ruler over Israel, that this shall be no grief unto thee, nor offense of heart unto my Lord, neither that thou hast shed blood costless, or that my Lord hath avenged himself, but when the Lord shall have dealt well with my Lord, then remember thine handmaid. And David said to Abigail, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me, and blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou which has kept me this day from coming to shed blood and from avenging myself with my own hand. For in very deed, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, which hath kept me back from hurting thee, except thou hast haste and come to meet me, surely there had not been left unto Nabal by the morning light any that pisses against the wall. So David received of her. So David received of her hand that which she had brought him, and said unto her, go up to peace to thine house. See, I have hearkened to thy voice and have accepted thy person. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning, when the wine was gone out of Nabal, and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after that, the Lord smote Nabal, and he died. And when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, blessed be the Lord that hath pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal, and hath kept his servant from evil. For the Lord has returned the wickedness of Nabal upon him, upon his own head. And David sent and communed with Abigail to take her to him, wife. And when the servants of David were come to Abigail to Carmel, they spake unto her, saying, David sent us unto thee to take thee to him to wife. And she arose and bowed herself on her face to the earth and said, behold, let thine handmaid be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of the Lord. And Abigail hasted and arose and rode upon an ass with 5 damsels of hers that went after her, and she went after the messengers of God, of David, and became his wife. David also took Ahinoam of Jezreel, and they were also both of them his wives. But Saul had given Michal, his daughter, David's wife, to Talthai, the son of Laish, which was of Galim. Chapter 26. And the Ziphites came unto Saul to Gibeah, saying, do not David hide himself in the hill of Hakilah, which is before Jeshimon? Then Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 300 chosen men of Israel with him, to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul pitched in the hill of Hakilah, which is before Jeshimon, by the way. But David abode in the wilderness, and he saw that Saul came after him into the wilderness. David therefore sent out spies and understood that Saul was come in very deed. And David arose and came to the place where Saul had pitched. And David beheld the place where Saul lay. And Abner, the son of Ner, the captain of his host, and Saul lay in the trench, and the people pitched round about him. Then answered David and said to Ahimelech, the Hittite, and to Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, brother to Joab, saying, who will go down with me to Saul to the camp? And Abishai said, I will go down with thee. So David and Abishai came to the people by night. And behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground at his bolster. But Abner and the people lay round about him. Then said Abishai to David, God hath delivered thine enemy into thine hand this day. Now therefore let me smite him, I pray thee, with the spirit even to the earth at once, and I will not smite him the second time. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointing and be guiltless? David said, furthermore, as the Lord liveth, the Lord shall smite him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall descend into battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth my hand against the Lord's anointing, but I pray thee, take thou now the spear that is at his bolster and the cruse of water and let us go. So David took the spear and the cruse of the water from Saul's bolster, and they get them away, and no man saw it, nor knew it, neither awakened. For they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was falling upon them. Then David went over the other side and stood on the top of the hill afar off, a great space being between them. And David cried to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, answerest thou not, Abner? Then Abner answered and said, who art thou that criest to the king? And David said to Abner, art not thou a valiant man? And who is like to thee in Israel? Wherefore then hast thou not kept thy lord the king? For there came one of the people in to destroy the king, thy lord. This thing is not good that thou hast done. As the Lord liveth, ye are worthy to die, because ye have not kept your master, the Lord's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is, and the cruse of the water that was at the bolster. And Saul knew David's voice and said, is this thy voice, my son David? And David said, is it my voice, my lord, O king? He said, wherefore do my lord thus pursue after the servant? For what have I done, or what evil is in my hand? Now, therefore, I pray thee, let the Lord the king hear the words of his servant. If the Lord have stirred thee up against me, let him accept an offering. But if they be the children of men, cursed be they before the Lord. For they have driven me out this day from abiding in the inheritance of the Lord, saying, go serve other gods. Now, therefore, let not my blood fall to the earth before the face of the Lord. For the king of Israel is come out to seek a flea, as when one does hunt a partridge in the mountains. Then said Saul, I have sinned. Return my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my soul was precious in thine eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool and have erred exceedingly. And David answered and said, behold, the king's spirit, and let one of the young men come over and fetch it. The Lord rendered to every man his righteousness and has faithfulness. For the Lord delivered thee into my hand today, but I will not stretch forth my hand against thee, against the Lord's anointing. And behold, as thy life was much set by this day in mine eyes, so let my life be much set by in the eyes of the Lord, and let him deliver me out of all tribulation. Then Saul said to David, blessed be thou, my son David. Thou shalt both do great things and also shalt still prevail. So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to start with chapter 24 with the question. Thank you all so much for reading. When Saul sought David in the wilderness of En Gedi, how close is, am I reading 24? Yeah. How close was he to David? How close was Saul to David when they was in the wilderness? In chapter 24.
They were very close. I got the impression that they were in the cave together, that David and Saul did not know that David was in the cave, that cave that he stopped at. I thought they were very close, like in the same cave.
They were very close. They was... you know, those back in those days, the caves were so big, they were so large that you could be on one side and somebody else could be on another, and that's exactly what happened. They were in the same cave together, but it was so large, and David had 600 men, but Saul had three times as much as David had. He had a lot more men, and all his men were trained. But David's men wasn't. So, yeah, they were in their cave together. David was on. That's how he got a chance to get so close to Saul. Okay. Mm-hmm. What did David do to Saul? What did he do to Saul in chapter 24?
He cut off a piece of his robe.
Mm-hmm.
Did he do that?
And listen, in verse number 4, the last couple of lines said, then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. That's what he did. He cut it off. And that was just to show Saul how close he was to him. And could have killed him, but he didn't. Why would David not kill Saul? Why didn't he kill Saul?
Because he said God's anointing was upon him. And if he killed Saul, then he know God going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
But he know that mm-hmm. God was going to take care of Saul.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He, it's in... verse 5 and 6, something like that, that he wouldn't dare stretch his hand forth against him, seeing that, you know, he is the anointed of God. And that's the same as the leaders today. You're not supposed to do stuff against the leaders. You know, if it's whoever it is, you let God take care of them. How did Saul respond to David's mercy? How did he respond to him?
He called him son, and he lifted his hands, and he just cried.
Yep, he wept. Mm-hmm. And then over in, I think it's verse number 17, he said that David was more righteous than him. In verse 17, he said to David, "Thou art more righteous than I, for thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I have rewarded thee evil." Mm-hmm. He told him he was righteous, more righteous than him for that. Yeah. What news prevented Saul from capturing David in the mountain of Maon? Man, I thought we talked about this last. No, I'm reading the wrong one. Okay. Okay, to what did Saul ask David to wear? What did he ask David to wear?
To swear.
To swear.
He asked,
okay.
He asked him to swear that he would not cut off his descendants after what would come after him, and that he would not destroy his name from his father's house.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. That's in verse 21. Mm-hmm. So chapter 25. Who was Nabal, and what was he like? Nabal. Okay. It should be in verse 2 or 3.
Yes, in verse 2, he was a very rich man, and he was a very evil, he had harsh and evil blood. He was very rich. He had 3,000 sheep. He had 1,000 goats, but I think he had an evil heart.
Yeah, and he did.
And it was Abigail's husband.
Yeah, sure was. And she was a good understanding woman. That's in verse 3. She was good understanding, a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings. And he was of the house of Caleb. I just can't quite believe that. Because Caleb was, him and Joshua was close. Did David ask of Nabal?
In verse 8, he asked him that could him and his men come and feast with him on feast day.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, David had them 600 men. He was trying to supply food for them. He couldn't pay them or nothing like that. But they didn't hardly have food now. Now Saul and them had food because he was the king. But David was, they were steady running from Saul, and they didn't have nowhere to grow no food or nothing like that. So he was asking, he knew he was rich. He knew he was rich. But David needed supplies and food since he had protected Nabal's men and the flock. He protected his flocks and the men. You know, whoever, because it was people trying to come steal his flock and everything, and David protected them. Okay. Did Nabal oblige David's request? No.
He did
what
not.
Is the meaning of the name?
Huh? He did not. He ceased it without.
What
it.
Is the? Yep. What is the name? What is the meaning of the name Nabal? What is the meaning of that name? Huh?
Scoundrel. Fool.
Fool. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Fool. And that's in verse 13. Let me see. It's in one of these verses because I saw it.
25.
Probably, yeah. Okay. What did David resolve to do to Nabal?
So he's going to kill me. Right.
Well,
was that after you talking about after she Abigail did what she did or before?
I think it's verse 13. I'm not for sure here, but it's like David said unto his men, "Gird ye on every man his sword," and they girded on every man his sword, and David also girded on his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men and 200 abode by the stuff. But one of the young men told Abigail, yeah, mm-hmm. But they intended to go up. They was intended and planned to destroy all of the males of Nabal. By the daylight, they was gonna take a mile out. But one of the young men told Abigail. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened there. And she started trying to do, cause she started trying to fix David and them food and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Who did God send to prevent David from carrying out his anger against Nabal, Nabal? So we know who that was.
Abigail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure did. I think that was in verse 17 and 18, somewhere like that. He sent Abigail. And what did God do to Nabal after his wife told him of David's plan?
He killed him.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Yep. He hit him, he smote him, and he died in 10 days. It sure did. That's verse 37. What did David ask Abigail to do after Nabal was dead? Yeah, I don't know that.
To become his wife.
Mm-hmm. Okay, chapter 26. I'm just trying to get everything in. I don't mean to go as fast as I'm going, but it's so good, especially when you read it and study it. But when you, I mean, these are some great stories right here of David. That's why, that's how he can write the Psalms, because he's been through so much. David been through a lot. So he can write them Psalms like he write them. David wrote those Psalms. Okay. What did David take from Saul as he slept in the camp? What did he take from Saul?
Like his spear. He took his spear and some water.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. Why did David avoid killing Saul again? And we know that.
Same reason. But I believe David feared God more than anything.
Yeah, he did. He didn't fear Saul because he could have, that's what he's letting us know. He could have killed him two or three times. But he spared him because God, and that's how you have to be. You can't, you ain't supposed to be scared of God, but you're supposed to fear him by keeping his commandments, obey him by keeping his commandments, because when you don't, you can get that wrath come down on you. Well, I'm telling you, you don't want to get no whooping by God. I've been whooped by God. It ain't good. It ain't no good feeling. It ain't no good time. I've been whooped by God. Wouldn't answer me, wouldn't say nothing to me for months. Believe me, you feel like you all alone, but he don't never leave you. He just, his wrath, he be angry. You disobeyed me. He turned his head from you. You shoot. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Why did David avoid, we know that, why did David ridicule, who did David ridicule for not protecting Saul in verse 14, it should be?
Abner in verse 15 or 16.
Yeah, because he answered David. David called for him in 14 and said, who art thou? And Abner answered and said, who art thou that cries to the king? And David said to Abner, art not thou a valiant man, a valiant man, or whatever that is, a man of war? That's what that means. And who is like to thee in Israel? Wherefore thou then hast thou not kept thy lord, the king? For there come one of the people in to destroy the king, thy lord. And so he was just telling him, you let somebody come up in the camp, took from the from my lord and left. And you supposed to be protecting. You supposed to be all that in a bag of chips. So what did Saul promise to David after this? Verse 21.
Did he tell him
that he... something. He just told him, he told him that I'm not going to hurt you no more. I'm not going to chase you no more. None of that. That's what he told him. He said, I'm not going to harm you anymore. And, you know, it's hard to believe him because he was saying that all the time.
But he Saul said also he knew that David kept getting really, really close to him. Like, and David kept making his presence known, like, showing him how close he was to him and that he was finna, he could have killed him at any moment.
Yep. But then, and you're right, and Saul also knew that David loved God and he wasn't going to do it because he could have been did it. But he was studied because, but you know what? God put that spirit on Saul. He put that spirit on Saul. Have we read about him going to get Samuel? Have we read about that yet? Oh, y'all ain't. I have. But you're going to read some more because he didn't call Samuel up from the grave, honey. Had a sorcerer to do it. Wait till we get a chance to read again Tuesday. I mean, these are stories that we, it makes us remember when we read this stuff, that when the preacher up preaching about this stuff, you don't know if he's telling the truth or not because there's some heavy stuff right here. This some heavy stuff, and it make you understand that David is a man after God's own heart. He sinned, yes, he did, but we all sin and fall short. He is a man after God's own heart. I'm telling you, because he going to obey God. He going to obey him. You know, we all do it here and there and there and here. Here and there, we've done it. And for him being young as he is, and God had already had Samuel to anoint him as king, and over Saul, no, he's king too, because Saul said it over in 24:20, I think. Let me see. He told him, he said, I know you're going to be the next king. Let me see, 24:24. And now, behold, I know well that thou shalt surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in thy hand. See, that's what he's talking about. Swear now, therefore, unto me by the Lord that thou wilt not cut off my seed after me, and that thou wilt not destroy my name out of my father's house. Even Saul said, I know you're going to be king. I know God already anointed you to be king, but you're going to have to try to take it. You're going to take that kingship from me. You know, Saul wasn't bad at first. He wasn't bad at first. But he disobeyed God when he went in there. I forgot which one he went into, one of them cities, towns that God told him to destroy and to kill everything. Instead of him killing everything, he took. He killed the men, kept the women, the food, and the livestock, and the monies and stuff. And God said, why did you take that livestock? Didn't I tell you what to do? Well, then he lied. He said, well, they was going to use it for a sacrificial offering. Now, he lied. God hates a liar. God hates a liar. When you start lying, you better hurry up and repent. I'm not saying you're going to go to hell because you can repent, but I'm telling you, he hates a liar. While he cut Saul off after that, and then Saul knew he had cut him off, so he just started doing all kind of stupid stuff. Then he knew that he had anointed David to be king, because every time Saul got close to David, God blocked him. They're in the same cave, and they couldn't hear David, and he allowed David to walk right up on him and walk off. God will make your enemies your footstool. I'm telling you. It's so exciting to me because I heard it preached for many, many years, and to just get down in it and to eat out of it. This is how God prepared a table before you. Hallelujah. He got it set with all of David and Saul and all them. All you got to do is eat from the table and get full. Eat from that table. I'm eating. I'm learning from the word of God. That's how you eat from this table. Mm-hmm. This was some good three chapters. Now, on Tuesday, we're going to do two. We're going to do 27 and 28. And on Thursday, let me see how many more we got after that. We got three more chapters in Samuel. On Thursday, we'll do those three. It's one question in 29:5 and 20 and 30, and 3 and 31. We can do them. We read them chapters, and then the next week we'll start in 2 Samuel. But believe me, the week that we supposed to be gone, we're not going to do any Bible study Tuesday or Thursday. But we will not do any Bible study Tuesday or Thursday, the first week in August. That's why I went on and doing it like this, and then when we come back, we'll start doing Bible class, and we'll do it on the second. Is it the second Thursday?
It's the first and third Thursday.
Okay. And that's when we'll start back, after we come back from vacation. So this was good. This was great. I thank God for it because, honey, I was up early. You know, when it get good, you can't wait to read it and study it and stuff. When it start getting good like this, this is good. This is good. I'm telling you. And all you have to do is stay in your word. And I'm telling you, God will make it feel good, and you'll be full all day long. So we're going to get ready to close out. Is there any questions or comments? Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come humbly before your throne of grace, just thanking you tonight, God. I thank you for each one of them, God, that's on this radio broadcast. Lord, I thank you for this word, God. It was good like a honeycomb, God, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, Lord, for opening up our understanding, opening up our minds and our hearts, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. Lord, I ask you to cover them now in your blood, in camp angels all around about them and their families. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory, and we honor you. We pray, we ask all these things in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. So God bless you all. I'll be right on that on the live by the grace of God. I live and nothing happened. I'll be ready to be on that live in the morning. Hallelujah. For the wake-up call, you all have a good and blessed rest of your night. And thank you for supporting and encouraging. Good night. Love you.
Amen.
Love you.
Good night.
Love you all.
Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Love you. Good night.